Mass arrests follow anti-ICE demonstration in San Francisco. A demonstration protesting the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, escalated into a tense standoff in downtown San Francisco on Sunday evening, culminating in approximately 60 protesters being taken into custody by local authorities. The protest commenced at 6 p.m. outside ICE headquarters located at 630 Sansom Street, attracting hundreds of participants. Initially peaceful, the demonstration was organized to protest recent immigration enforcement actions, including operations within San Francisco. According to Mission Local, the atmosphere shifted when protesters noticed police vehicles loaded with riot-equipped officers positioned in the vicinity. Demonstrators filled the streets with chants of, "Who do you protect? Who do you serve?" while holding anti-ICE placards. One vocal participant called out to law enforcement, "You guys need to stand up too." The peaceful demonstration took a turn when several individuals began hurling projectiles, including eggs and a glass bottle. Despite most protesters maintaining nonviolent behavior, law enforcement established a perimeter and declared the gathering illegal at 7:33 p.m. Protesters utilized metal barriers for protection while police employed them to control the crowd. Law enforcement soon advanced, with at least one demonstrator being forcefully detained. Speaking to Mission Local, 35-year-old Spear Minta described being hit in the chest by an officer during the clash. "They just seemed angry," he recalled, mentioning it was his first protest since participating in Occupy Wall Street. "I didn't expect it to turn violent." Police systematically pushed protesters along Sansom Street over the following hours. Though most demonstrators had left the ICE building vicinity by 8:30 p.m., smaller groups dispersed throughout downtown. Mission Local reported subsequent vandalism, including damage to Chase Bank and Fendi storefronts. A substantial group of protesters found themselves encircled by law enforcement on Montgomery Street around 9 p.m. Officers began methodically arresting individuals using zip ties around 11 p.m., with the final arrests concluding after 2 a.m. Law enforcement officials stated the arrests were prompted by violent activities and various offenses ranging from assault to serious property damage. A police spokesperson confirmed minor injuries to two officers, with one requiring hospitalization, and reported recovering one firearm from the scene. Mayor Daniel Lurie supported the police response, releasing a statement attributing the arrests to violent and destructive behavior. City Supervisor Jackie Fielder, present during the arrests, expressed concern over the extensive police deployment, which included numerous vehicles and personnel. During a brief interaction, Commander Derek Liu defended the response, telling her the situation exceeded just First Amendment stuff, referencing the officer injuries. A sergeant on site informed Supervisor Fielder that the majority of those detained would receive citations before being released. The demonstration had been coordinated by various activist groups, including NorCal Resist, in direct response to increased ICE enforcement activities. Organizers specifically highlighted a recent case involving a 39-year-old mother of two who was abruptly transferred to an Arizona detention facility within 36 hours of her routine check-in with immigration officials in San Francisco, forcibly separating her from her spouse and children. Earlier that week, parallel demonstrations had emerged in Los Angeles, particularly concentrated in Paramount, a city with a significant Latino population. The streets were filled with thousands of protesters opposing ICE operations. "They're conducting arrests without proper legal procedures, essentially kidnapping people off the streets," declared San Francisco protester Kathleen Dobson. "This could affect anyone. We must speak up for those unable to defend themselves." In reaction to the widespread protests, President Donald Trump authorized the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles, despite strong opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom. Trump took to social media, declaring his intention to liberate Los Angeles from the migrant invasion and terminate what he characterized as migrant riots. Source: Mission Local, reporting by Eleni Balakrishnan and Joe Ravano Bajos, June 8, 2025.